getting vaccinated will take a little convincing. Fox 26's Matthew Seedorf tonight has more on those who doubt the vaccine and how doctors are responding.
No vaccine! No lockdown!
A small group of protesters Saturday in Houston.
No vaccine!
Holding signs against mask, COVID closures, and new vaccines.
People should have a choice when it comes to the vaccine.
Derek Brose organized the event.
Stand our ground!
A 2019 mayoral candidate now doubting coronavirus shots.
I don't plan to get it. I think there are people who are concerned with some of the side effects we're seeing already, or just the fact that we have no long-term studies.
On Facebook, I'm asking followers if they'll get a COVID-19 vaccine when available. The answers so far split. One person commenting, I'd take it right now with no doubts. While another says, I trust and believe in science, and the science behind this mess is sketchy at best.
Is this vaccine safe for people to take?
Yes, because we've been testing it in 44,000 individuals for several months. If offered that Pfizer vaccine, I will take it tomorrow. And actually, I will take any of the vaccines that are released by the FDA. I have that level of confidence.
A new Gallup poll suggests, as of now, almost 40% of Americans don't want the shot.
Many people, they look at the situation, they look at the CDC numbers, they look at the World Health Organization numbers, and they don't see why it's necessary.
We've got to step up our communications. We've got to figure out a way to take down the anti-vaccine confederacy or empire. And if we could do those things, I think we'll see a much better acceptance rate.
Doctors believe herd immunity can be reached if between 60 and 80% of the population gets the vaccine, but it's early. Most people won't have access to the shot until maybe this summer. Reporting from home in Houston, Matthew Seedorf, Fox 26 News.